I've just barely.
Well, on the back side, oh, it's a pretty good width. You can go down from either end. There's a sidewalk that goes down, and you come into the basement,
mm-hmm.
the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and the bathroom, and all is down there. And I know we had wood stacked against that wall. I can picture that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had to help do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was too little, but I do remember it. We had wood there. So it must have been wood. I really don't know.
When you saw other houses other than yours that did have a fireplace, what would the smoke go out of?
Chimney.
Oh, they had. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the fireplace, and then it's built kind of slanting.
Uh-huh.
You know, from the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smoke goes up that way. It's made narrower at the top than it is down at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
See your fireplace, the fire where you put the wood,
mm-hmm.
that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open this way,
mm-hmm.
but from here on it slants.
It always slants.
And see the draft of that chimney being open and the room, all this open, it takes the smoke out.
Oh,
see?
I see.
If they didn't have that slanting to make it go that way,
mm-hmm.
it would come out the room.
It would come back in the room.
But then sometime when the wind blew, it did come back.
Oh, it did.
and ashes fly over the floor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's why they have a hearth. You know,
uh-huh.
rocks or bricks or
uh-huh.
whatever, some,
uh-huh.
you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if coals do
mm-hmm.
blow out or fall out,
mm-hmm.
they're still safe.
On
the wood.
Uh-huh. Well, would they, like in the fireplaces that you have seen back then, did they have a shelf?
What do they call it? A rack to put in there and then lay the wood on top of that rack. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they would put the? What about a metal thing?
Well, that's that at irons.
Oh,
at irons. And then lay the logs across
uh-huh.
it. And when it fell, of course, that was all taken care of. It wouldn't catch fire.
Uh-huh.
And the coals would lay there.
Uh-huh.
And then you lay another log on. Those coals would
mm-hmm.
catch the log
mm-hmm.
fire.
Well, now, would they have a shelf up above?
Oh, yeah, a mantle.
Mm-hmm, they have those.
Uh-huh. All of them had a mantle.
Oh, they did?
That went with it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you were burning wood, would it form a lot of the black stuff? Did you have to clean? Would you have to clean that out of your
it wouldn't be in the stove. It would be in the stove pipe.
Oh, I see.
And if you had an elbow, you know, you put go so far and over, that would have to be cleaned out every so often.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't, in time, it would catch fire. It would lay there, and I don't know how it would get to where it would burn, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got that several times at home yet, where it would, you'd hear it roaring, the blaze
mm-hmm.
going up through the chimney,
mm-hmm.
and you put salt on your fire in the stove. And the salt smoke will put it out.
Oh, really? Well, I never heard of that. You were talking about it. You didn't have a separate living room. But what would they have to sit on, like in the bedroom?
Well, we had chairs, no couch,
nothing like that.
Just chairs,
mm-hmm.
bench,
well, now, when,
maybe a bench.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they first began to have things like those, like a couch. In people's homes. Did they call them couches back then, or did they?
Davenports.
Oh.
Yeah, they called them Davenports.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the bedrooms, what would you have, with drawers in it to put clothes in?
We had a dresser,
mm-hmm.
a big dresser,
mm-hmm.
and Papa had made himself a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
He had doors on the bottom and a couple of drawers next to it, and then a desk. Then he had all his pigeonholes that he made himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had his, went up further and he had a place to set the clock up at
mm-hmm.
the top of it.
Oh.
And drawers, little drawers across the top
mm-hmm.
and shelves and
mm-hmm.
different places. And they still got it.